There are some in this country who say that water and access to water is the 21st century battleground for democratic rights and civil rights in America. The Flint crisis is a contamination disaster that an EPA official has already told us is an outlier. But our next guest isn't so sure. Maureen Taylor is helping the people of Flint to get clean water, but her water battles began years ago when the city of Detroit, just down the road, got an emergency manager in the middle of its financial crisis. Water shutoffs of residential customers began for tens of thousands of households with delinquent accounts. Maureen Taylor, state chair of the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization, fought back and says that America needs to wake up, that access to water is a basic human right. It's a battle she's lost in Detroit, she says, but she's been trying to make it a national issue.
I don't live in a bankrupt city. I live in a city that was bankrupted. And we continuously hear this phrase, well, this is a common practice. If you can't pay for water, you don't need it. But just never forget the fact that this started a number of years ago once an emergency manager was imposed. And these folks are able to sell off our assets to their families and friends, and they make whatever decisions that they want. Now the press, except for you, has decided to remove the spotlight away from Detroit and move it up the road 71 miles to Flint as if these fights are not connected.
And to relate what's going on in Flint to what's going on in Detroit, there it's a contamination issue. But in Detroit, the idea was that if you didn't pay your bills and this emergency manager had all this right, supposedly, to turn off your water, you had to go without. And you, by fighting back, were making the point that water is not like milk or gasoline or any other kind of commodity. It's something else.
It is. It's not cookies. We're not talking about buying a bag of Lay's potato chips here. You have to have water to live. And the fact that 70% of the people in Detroit live at or below the poverty level is very similar in Flint. They bring this question of, well, if you can't pay for water, then you can't have it. The last 6 months period of time, and today is, we're talking about February. If you count back 6 months, the water department in Detroit has disconnected service at somewhere around 34,000 households.
What do you think is going to be the upshot of this case? Do you think there will be, as a result of the Detroit battle that you're in the middle of right now, that a civil right to water will be established and that city authorities will not have this unilateral right to turn off water in residences, and this chain of other social problems won't start to happen, or that it'll be the opposite?
Well, we've already been in court with a Judge Rhodes who has already indicated in his findings that there is no civil or natural right to water. And so we lost that particular case in terms of the court outcomes, but we won that particular case because it put that question out into the universe. We would hope that there would be some sort of a national indication that says people have the right to water. We didn't ask for free water. No one has ever asked for free water. We wanted a water affordability plan where people would be allowed to pay for their water based on their income.
Well, Maureen, let's talk to the folks who are listening to this program who are far away from Detroit and who may have heard a lot in the media, oh, Detroit, that has its own problems. That's nothing like it'll ever happen here. There's no way they're going to take my water away. What would you say to them?
Well, that's what they always say. I'm sure that there were people in Germany that said, I've heard about these bad things that are happening over in the next township, but that won't happen to me. And then, you know, the story already. They came after the Jews, and I wasn't one. And then they came after the union organizers, and I wasn't one. And then they came after the welfare recipients. I wasn't one of those. They came after the Detroit residents, and I wasn't one of those. And then one day somebody knocked on my door. There was nobody there to do battle. This nightmare is going to come to a theater near you unless you wake up.
Activist Maureen Taylor speaking to us from Detroit, Michigan.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.